is for What's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. U.S. lawmakers have approved a bill imposing new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea, which will now be sent to President Trump for approval. Senators overwhelmingly approved the bill Thursday with a vote of 98-2, a day after the House and Senate agreed on the terms. Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin.
This gives the president a stronger hand dealing with Mr. Putin. If he vetoes it, it means he doesn't want a stronger hand in dealing with Mr. Putin.
Lawmakers pushed for more Russia sanctions in response to Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Russian President Vladimir Putin denies the charges and objects to the passage of new sanctions against his country. He has threatened to retaliate, although he has not yet said how. The head of the Boy Scouts of America apologized Thursday for the political rhetoric U.S. President Donald Trump employed in a speech earlier this week at a nonpartisan national scouting jamboree. Michael Serbaugh, chief scout executive for the group, said scouting adventures for thousands of youths at the event in the eastern state of West Virginia had been overshadowed by the remarks offered by the President of the United States. He said invitations to U.S. presidents appearing at the jamboree are a longstanding tradition. Past presidents who have addressed the group typically have given inspirational or goal-oriented speeches, not political commentary on the latest Washington disputes, as President Donald Trump did last week. You're listening to VOA.